2 underway of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. We've got kind of an Ed and Elaine Brown update here tonight. Played a couple of times an interview that was done by a young man named, by the name of Sean Cranish out of Illinois. He spoke with Ed Brown in from jail today. And so we played that a couple of times. Michael Herzog, who does the American Awakening from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, is joining me. And the thing that, you know, that I do wonder about, Michael, is if there was a call going out for 2 hours, why weren't there people at the house with Ed and Elaine Brown?
Well, from what I understand, I talked to I can't even remember. I don't want to misquote. I was thinking I talked to Randy, because Randy and I were going to go up there.
Right.
I had chatted with Randy a few weeks prior, and we had made arrangements that if I could raise money off some of the sales of his book, that I was going. We were going to go back up there again for that concert. And I believe, and I don't want to say for sure, but I believe it was Randy that told me. Oh no, it wasn't either. It was Art Pollock. Told me that Dave Von Kleist, because Art Pollock was going up there over the weekend, and Art was just absolutely confused as heck. He had told me that an hour or two, it was about 40 miles out, that Dave Von Kleist turned around and went back, and at that time he didn't know why. Well, now we know why, because Ed Brown had called him and tipped him off not to come. Now, Art Pollock had said that they would not let him through, that they had the road blocked off. Okay. Now, they were just telling Art Pollock that they weren't going to let him through. Now, how Ed Brown knew that it was coming down, I don't know, unless maybe somebody had called Ed in the house and told him that the roads were blocked off and they weren't, you know, the concert. I honestly believe that Ed knew that that they weren't allowing anybody, they weren't going to allow that concert to go off. But I don't know how that Ed would know that there was something coming down, because if Ed knew something was coming down, he would have done something about it.
Yeah, most certainly. And that's, I mean, so they're just, I mean, just so many questions here that, you know, that are just begging to be answered, and we just don't appear to be getting any answers at this point, other than...
Well, you know, one other thing I might add, and, you know, as most of us know, Ed Brown walked around with a .45 revolver in his pants.
Right.
Okay, now, when did they catch him? Coming out of a bathroom, pulling his pants up? I mean, what's the deal here? You know, I really, again, you know, I'd like to talk to Sean Cranish, and... I'd like to get to the bottom of what this issue was with this Dutch gentleman, and who else was, you know, did he accompany him up there? Was there somebody else with Dutch when he went? Did Sean Cranish know who these people were? And how is it that Ed Brown invited them in unless somebody had given him the high sign that it was okay? And even right. Then, Ed Brown would be very suspicious, very skeptical, very apprehensive about, you know, putting out the welcome mat to somebody that he didn't know. I mean, he didn't let people in his home unless he knew him. There was a lot of people that were out on the grounds, you know, when we were up there. You know, there's a lot of people out there picnicking or, you know, watching the event or so forth, the press conference. But as far as people getting in the home, there was nobody in Ed's home that Ed didn't know.
Right.
Okay. So that, again, that's another question that I would like to get an answer to.
Yeah, most certainly, and I wish Sean would call back. Sean, if you're listening, please call back. We'd like to get some insight into this Dutch character. I certainly would.
Yeah, Mike. Now, Sean, I know Tim Wingate, you know, is a friend of mine. He does Ed and Elaine's show a couple days a week, and he subbed for me when I was out of town over the weekend, and I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think he knows Sean. Sean's from the same area up there in Chicago, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to take a break, so go ahead.
Yeah, we'll back in just a minute, and we'll go straight to your calls after the break. This is the Midnight Rider.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're going to get right to it. Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we're going to grab a quick call here. Jeff in Canada, you've held the longest. Thanks for waiting.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
What's on your mind?
Hey, man, you know, I want to say one thing right now. I know some of you listening to this might not like me calling all the time, but, man, I feel so compelled to call you every freaking night that I hear your voice and the whole show. I mean, you guys are talking about the truth, and I'm starving for the truth. And you guys talk about it on such an intellectual level and such an easy level to understand and absorb that it's so, like, I have to call. I feel compelled to, like, share my point of view. And I want other chatters that are listening in the chat room to call. I want to hear these people's voices. And I wanted to cry when I heard Ed saying that he had to go near the door to catch air because he passed out 3 times because of the gas. I mean, Jesus Christ, guys, if you don't get this, like Manny said, this is you, this is us, this is not Al-Qaeda, this is what's going to happen to us, you know, and I don't want to be an alarmist about it, Mike.
No, I mean, this is the testimony of an individual, and it's there for everybody to hear and make their own judgment on it, but Manny's absolutely right. We're next.
Mike, what's your gut feeling, Mike? I mean, and is the other gentleman caller, Mike Terzog, on the line still?
Yeah, he's still
here.
Terzog, excuse
me,
I'm sorry, Mike, to bastardize your name like that, I apologize.
That's all right.
Good to hear your voice again, sir. And like, just listening to that testimony or that taped call that you played, Mike.
Right.
I got to admit something. Before I got sober, I was a big con artist. You know, I thought I was. You know, I thought that I could fool everybody and lie and manipulate and, you know, and then I got sober for a while, and then I realized, you know, oh, my God, you know, I've really done some transgressions here and really hurt some people along the way with my drinking and things like that. And I started to listen to the old-timers in AA, you know, the real people that had some sobriety, you know.
Real quick, Jeff, we're loaded live.
Well, they were talking the truth, and this guy just didn't smell like the truth. And I just want to tell you guys, this guy didn't pass the scratch test on the truth here. I mean, Ed said it to us right there. You heard him. You ratted me out, Sean.
Yeah,
this whole call smacks of a rat. I'm sorry to say it.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Jeff. Thanks, Michael. You know, I'm going to withhold judgment on it for the time being.
And rightly so, because it's not fair to pass judgment. Although the caller, you know, I will say that in my experience regarding, you know, I'm certified in private investigation, and you learn these little tricks about voice inflections, and of course I can't see his face, but, you know, he was hesitating, he was stuttering, and he was doing some interesting, you know, little things with his voice. Again, you know, not to point a finger, but I would like to ask him a few pertinent questions.
Sure.
And the fact that he dropped off, I'm really saddened by that.
I am too.
But let's go to the next call. Let's not keep him holding. Go ahead.
Robert in Utah, thanks for holding your answer.
Hello, there we go.
Hi.
How are you guys tonight?
We're good. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys are dry and warm. And here's a conversation. I have a couple questions I'll pose. Okay.
Okay.
The effort that Elaine and Ed Brown are making are your effort, my effort. They may, as I've heard, say they're calling Ed and Elaine tax protesters. I'm thinking, if it's tax protesting today, what is it going to be tomorrow? We've got measures that are for here, right? We talked about the national ID card. We're talking about
Robert, your call is breaking up really bad. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, if it's Ed and Elaine today, who's it going to be tomorrow? And if it's
protesting
today, is it going to be the national ID card tomorrow? I mean, this is what they're going to be doing to every nonconformist. It's not just Ed and Elaine's battle. It's our battle. They're fighting. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate it. Michael, we are coming in. I guess he's warping to the next level on Pong. We're coming down rapidly to this line in the sand. How much farther are we going to allow things to go?
Well, I have mentioned before, you know, this national ID card, I'm not going to take it. I'm watching this very, very carefully and very critically right now. I had a guest on my show last week, what I'm going to start having up every week, which is Rob. He's an expatriate from Austin,
yeah.
And I'm looking at that real seriously. He wants to set up an underground railroad. I just got back from the Bay Area with one of my old friends who's a mainstream guy, and I'm doing my best to convince him that it's time to start, you know, moving assets, because this is very serious. This not just the economic outlook, but also this impending war drum beating with Iran. These people will stop at nothing. Let's face it, we're the enemy. You had a caller that called in a few minutes ago. He says, this is not Al-Qaeda. I disagree. It is Al-Qaeda, but Al-Qaeda isn't who you think it is.
Right.
Al-Qaeda is the people that were behind almost suffocating Ed Brown in a prison cell. Okay,
yeah.
Whether they like it or not, that's what they're branded, because they're after America. This is the last bastion between any semblance of a free world and a new world order. America, the United States, is the only thing that stands in its way. They're doing everything they can do to bring us down.
I agree wholeheartedly. John in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yes, Al-Qaeda has always been a government, some form, so it's our government turned on us. The other thing is I would tell everybody to check out Vermont as far as a state to move to if you're staying in the state. The other thing is... the Feds never are cowards. They never work by themselves. So there had to be more than one in there. Also, Alex Jones said that there was two other cops that were towed out of there once before. And I remember one description was a black bearded person with strapped overalls. And Ed must have had somebody up and down the road or somebody that he doesn't want to mention that may have alerted him to some specific strange cop calls, not cop cars, but traffic on the road or something like that, or a scanner, traffic or something like that. And maybe these guys came knocking at the door, saying that we snuck in, let us in, you know, just like the time before when we heard that the guys were being messed with on the trailer and being shook, and they let everybody in, you know, the back door, the front door, and had unbarricaded. So it sounds like maybe they rushed in under a disguise of, you know, being followed or chased to the woods or something like that. Maybe that's how they let the other guys in. But they had to have more than two feds at there, because one has to be a six man and watch the other guy's back, and
right,
they have to have a show of force. The other thing is, when I first heard it went down, I said to myself that one of the informers is somebody that was arrested, because that's what they do a lot of times, is they have their informer go in there and they take the suspicion off the informer, they arrest him and like act like he's a bad guy, and they get all the information from him for his being undercover. And the radio recording today, the recording rather, stopping, you know, the standard thing, well, the recorder stopped working, just like what the cops all tell us when the recorder stopped working when it's against them. So there's something more that they didn't want us to hear on that tape. And that sounds suspicious to me.
Good points, John. I appreciate the call. Michael, your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, he's got a good point, and of course, I'm chatting with 8 Ways Till Sunday here. I'm on the chat room, and I'm also, you know, I got other people chatting with me too. But another great patriot, had him on my show today. Rob brought up a point, and I'm not saying this is true, but it's possible, and it does make a little bit of sense that this guy may have been roughed up, beat up, threatened, and maybe he's been compromised. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
And you know, we can't rule anything out at this point.
Well, right, and it brings up another point: the fact that he dropped off while he's on. And in some respects, I'm concerned for his safety.
Yes. I mean, an exclamation point. Yes. You know, we just don't know. That's part of the problem, is that you just don't know who's who with this. You know, as
right,
many people have said, these people are not playing games. These people are serious. They have an agenda. They're told what to do, and they're trained to do it. And you know, they don't. I mean, it's not like they're going to pity pat around and let people stand in their way.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt whatsoever. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
How you doing this evening, Mike?
Doing all right. How are you?
Well, I'm doing better than Ed is, apparently. That was the most pitiful recording I've heard. I was thinking I was hearing somebody from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Well, he's a political prisoner.
That was pitiful what they're doing to him. What little respect I had for a U.S. Marshal is pretty much gone now, because obviously they gave him some very rough treatment in the transportation phase of this. And this Dutch guy, Mike brought up an interesting point, Mr. Herzog, I guess. Maybe this Dutch guy might have had a gun pointed at his wife's head and his family threatened if he didn't go in and do what he did. So you don't really know. If he is truly a Judas goat, I hope he saves enough out of his 30 pieces of silver to buy a good piece of rope and do as Judas did. And that's about all I got to say.
All right, Gary, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, Michael, there's no telling how many different twists and levels and turns to all of this that might exist in all of this, and how they were able to get people to go into the house, and how they were able to win confidences and the like.
Right, and you know, the more questions we ask, the more questions that arise. You know, and I'm sure every time there's an answer, there's probably, you know, 3 more questions. But you know, Gary brought up a good point in that, or maybe it was Gary, maybe it was you. I don't know. I'm doing 6 things at once, trying to multitask here. But at any rate, you know, it's possible that these people pointed a gun to his head, threatened his wife, or whatever. You know, they had to gain access, and let's look at this also, Mike, from the point of view that, you know, they were in a standoff for 7 or 8 months. The feds were looking pretty bad. They wanted to get him. They were having pressure put on them to get him, and they weren't making any headway. And so they had to come up, they had to orchestrate some kind of a plan. And in order to do that, we'd seen it early on where they had threatened Danny Riley. Okay, they'd tasered him. They had shot at him. They questioned him. Is that the music?
Yeah, it is. It's break time, back in a minute with more. The number, if you want to join us, is 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Sean Cranish is back. Sean, we were starting to worry about you a little bit. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, hey Mike. I'm fine. I apologize. It's totally my fault. I got disconnected there. And to be honest, I met a friend in town here, and we were we're working together on some things for Ed, and we met at a bar, had a few drinks, and so really I'm not in the best position to be on the radio. But
let me ask you a quick question. This is a question I've been getting all night long. Tell us about this person, Dutch.
Okay, well, I don't want to go into too much just because I don't want to wind up in a position where I'm like the other four supporters and get locked up, basically. Everything's been documented. I've got lots of evidence, documentation, the entire story, everything. Has already been recorded and is safeguarded with my friends and family, my closest friends and family. So if anything happens to me, anything at all, the entire story gets out.
Right.
But for legal reasons, I mean, basically, here was a guy who I trusted. It took me a long time. I mean, this guy contacted me back in late April, early May, and he knew everything about me. They used me to get to Ed, and So he worked on me for months and months and months, and eventually gained my trust, at least for me to introduce him to Ed. I mean, other than that, he tricked me and he tricked Ed, and I guess Ed wound up trusting him enough to, I guess he brought other guys there. I never met any other guys except this one guy, Dutch. And so I didn't introduce Ed to any other guys, just one guy, and Ed had his suspicions too, which is why Ed called Dave Von Kleist and Bernie Bashton before this thing went down. And if Ed would have called me and told me that Dutch was introducing him, other people to him, I would have, you know, flags would have gone up, and I would have warned them, but I had no idea. This guy was good. I don't know who he was. FBI, CIA, I don't know.
I'm being joined here by Michael Herzog, who does a program also here on RBN. Michael, you got any questions for Sean?
Yeah. Hi, Sean. How you doing?
Yeah, Mike.
I just wanted curious. I mean, you said that you had met this Dutch guy back in May. When was the first time that Ed and Dutch actually met personally?
It would have been at towards the end of September. It would have been September 29th, I believe, Saturday.
Okay. So it was between September 29th and the, you know, the date of the arrest, which I believe was October 7th or so. The Dutch obviously ingratiated himself to Ed within that, you know, short period of time, and evidently, you know, he had brought some other people up that you didn't know, and introduced them to Ed as well, huh?
Yeah, that's my take on it from what Ed said to me in the phone call, and I guess Dutch was there too when they actually did the arrest or whatever you want to call it, the kidnapping. What?
Tell me, as far as stature, Sean, was Dutch a big guy, little guy? Was he
very big guy, very big guy. I'd say about 350 pounds.
Wow, a 350 pound in shape sort of guy?
No, he was about 40 years old, and I'd say he's been through a lot, and so he was pretty out of shape, but he still could. I don't know. He still could.
Was he a real personable type guy?
Yeah, to be honest, man, this whole thing the last couple of weeks, it's been a complete. I don't even know how to describe it, but the guy had me fooled completely, and I'm not easily fooled, and neither is Ed, and I guess he had Ed fooled too, and I think it was under the pretense that this guy could help. I think that's what it was.
Was he offered any specific type of help, or just help in general?
Well, just He did mention before that that he would try to sweep the house for bugs and stuff like that. But other than that, just general help as a supporter, and you know, that's one of the things where, you know, you leave that between Ed and whoever the supporter is. You know, you don't get into details. So.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, I listened to the tape tonight, Sean, and it sounds like you were pretty stressed out. And I know when, you know, Ed had mentioned to you, he thought that you had, I guess he thought you were in on it or whatever. You were rather taken aback by that.
Well, you know, I don't, to be honest, I don't think Ed thinks that, but after what happened, It's totally reasonable for him to suspect something.
It's a devastating experience.
Stay right there, guys. We got a break. Back on the other side, just a second. Stay right there, Sean.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider, we're talking with Sean Cranish and being joined by RBN's Michael Herzog. Sean, are you still with us there?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. When you were talking with Ed today, and Ed asked you why you brought him down, kind of what were your thoughts there, you know, throughout the whole conversation with him? How did you feel?
Well, the thing is, you know, unless I'm face-to-face with Ed, I really can't talk to him about it. It's too hard. Like, with this phone call, it took me a week to set up the phone call, and I was too worried about, you know, things going wrong or you know, utilizing the time correctly, getting the information we need to get from Ed, you know, like how he's been treated, et cetera,
right,
to, you know, that's like a face-to-face conversation thing.
Yeah.
You know, but bottom line, they used me because Ed trusted me. And, you know, hopefully Ed still does trust me. You know, we were all fooled. I was fooled. My family was fooled. Ed was fooled. Elaine was fooled. You know, I felt, you can't imagine how I felt, because I would never betray Ed, not yeah. for anything, not for the world, mm-hmm. Under any circumstance, and to have that happen, you can't imagine what it feels like. So you know, with that kind of thing, it's you can't, you don't have words to say over the phone or anything right. like that.
Yeah. What's next for you?
Well, right now we're working on getting a legal defense for Ed, getting a team of lawyers to produce something to file a motion or a writ, whatever can and should be done to try to get Ed and Elaine out of jail or at least try to get them a new trial, a fair trial. Ed is open to that, which you know, our conversation was about that too. The second half of the conversation got cut off because the recording just didn't work. It just wanted to stop in the middle of it, so it had to stop. And then I tried to get it going again, and then I lost Ed, and I had to call Ed back, and I didn't I didn't want to try to get the recording going again and risk losing my opportunity to speak to Ed completely.
Yeah.
So. So that's what's in the works right now.
Yeah. Any update on your Liberty Dollar case?
Oh, on the Liberty Dollar case? No, not really. Just, I guess it's going to go to trial because they've wanted plea bargains, but I'm not willing to plea on anything because I didn't do anything wrong. So, so I guess it's going to go to trial. I'm going to have to pay another $3,000. A fundraiser was started on LibertyDollarArrest.com, and you know we're going to see how that goes, and hopefully I can get some help from people who care about such things as real money. But other than that, nothing new really.
Yeah. Well, Sean, I appreciate you coming on. I know this is hard to talk about, but I appreciate you coming on and being on the program tonight.
Yeah, well, I wanted to, and I apologize. It was under these circumstances.
Sorry.
But yeah, I'll be on again. I guess I'm scheduled to be on Alex Jones tomorrow, so we'll talk more about the phone call and stuff. And I've been speaking with lawyers, which is why I really can't say a whole lot about the
right.
The infiltrator situation, but all I will say is that everything has been documented, and I've got an extraordinary amount of evidence, and you know, everything from recordings to pictures, everything, and it's out there, and if anything happens to me, that information will get out. But in the meantime, I just have to play it safe. Ed told me to play it safe too, and
yeah.
not to wind up in prison like the other guys. So,
right.
We're all treading on dangerous water, Sean. And yeah, you're out there in the forefront, man. So,
yeah.
Best of luck to you. I hope you win this case with the Liberty Dollar. And
yeah, I think I will. I mean, it's so bogus. It's I don't know how I can lose. But
well, I know there's been a few of them now, and I've bought my share of Liberty Dollars as well, and you know, it's just wrong place at the wrong time, wrong individual, and for the most part, in my experience with them, they've you know, been accepted very well. You know.
Yeah, and actually, I had great. I mean, I had about, I want to say like 60-70% acceptance. It's just, I don't know, I get bad luck. I've had my run-in with the government. It's. But you know what, I have zero convictions, and I'm intent on keeping that. So, you know, if they want to fight it, they're barking up the wrong tree, because I'll fight it till the goddamn end. So,
amen to you.
Appreciate you being on, Sean. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. You too, Mike.
Thank you. All right. Sean Krenish, everybody. Yeah, I mean, if I was in his shoes, and you know, to hear Ed talking that way, I'd be absolutely devastated. You know, that would be just, you know, to know that somebody you introduced was the guy that made it all happen. That'd just be tough to deal with, Mike.
Well, no, I mean, there's no question about that. You know, it's something that's going to follow him for quite some time to come, simply because, again, you know, wrong place, wrong time, wrong set of circumstances. And I really don't know, you know, the story behind... you know, the Liberty Dollar thing. I know I've had my experiences with the Liberty Dollar, and you know, and I've heard of people getting arrested for it, and I've heard some of these you know, ignorant police officers really making a case, you know, regarding that issue. But it sounds to me like Sean, as far as the government is concerned, yes, lately has had a gray cloud over his head, has he not?
Yeah, it seems that way. And in the case of the Liberty Dollar, I think he used it to pay for dinner. But there's even people who will draw pictures of a dollar and put somebody's face in it or make art with it, and they'll use it to barter with for in exchange for the meal. And this, in my opinion, from what I've read of this, is no different.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are still a number of questions, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, you ask a question, you get an answer, and that raises three more questions, and sadly, you know, you can't really get to, you know, any real solid conclusion in the short time that you have, you know, to speak with an individual like that. But, you know, he did make a comment. He said, they used me because Ed trusted me. And, you know, my question would be, well, how did they know Ed trusted him? I mean, did they... You know, were these people at some point in time using equipment to, you know, to see through or listen through the walls?
Well, if you'll remember in Sean's conversation when he came back with us the second time, we asked him about Dutch. He said that when he first contacted him, he knew everything about him.
Right. Yes. And that's an interesting point that you bring up, because you know, how would somebody? Okay, so he knew everything about him. All right. Now again, you know. It raises the question, okay, then were you having a bad day, a bad month, and, you know, was there, you know, any red flags that were coming up in the back of your mind? Right. And, of course, we don't know. We weren't walking a mile in his shoes, Mike. You know, I asked the question, what would I have done if I were in that position? Well, you know, I am so cynical and so distrusting because of the position that we're in, you know,
right.
That I can't visualize myself that it would happen to me, but I can't say, you know, because these guys are very slick, they're very clever, they're very well trained in many respects, and you know, you just don't know unless you're there, and
exactly.
You know, you don't know exactly how they played him or what they used to play him, or you don't know whether he was compromised. Exactly, I mean, you just don't know. So you know. Got to give the guy the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, you know, you made a mistake. Now we've got to deal with the situation of, you know, Ed Brown. The motions are being filed. Now, he also mentioned something else. He was on an attorney phone call. Okay, that poses right. Another question. Okay, so he's on an attorney phone call. It's the only way he could have gotten through. So does that mean he was in an attorney's office and an attorney was allowing him to speak on an attorney phone call? Or... you know, you just mentioned something else about extracting information from Ed about his situation to do what? To file motions or to complain or what? I mean, you know, again, as I said, there's more questions that arise. As we ask a question and get an answer, there's three more questions. So you can't really get to the bottom of exactly
right.
How it went down. Then I go on the other side of the coin, Mike, and I look at Marshal Monnier. Well, you know, they escorted us in and we, you know, we escorted them out or something of that nature. But also I heard, I remember who said it exactly now because there's been so much said tonight. I also heard that, you know, one of the marshals, I can't remember his name, said it was totally ludicrous that Ed would say anything about being mistreated. Well, mm-hmm. we pretty much can tell that's a blatant lie. And also, Ed mentioned in the tape about filing a writ of habeas corpus. And I'll tell you what concerns me here is that since the Patriot Act has been implemented into place, and you tell me if you think I'm on target here, it seems like we have an illusion of a constitution, but we have a parallel set of laws that they can selectively enforce. Now, habeas yeah. corpus, and I believe it was under the Military Commissions Act, or was it the John Warner Defense Bill that they...
It was either one that was both signed on the same day. One
right.
with great applause, the other one in private.
I
think it was in the Military Commissions Act.
Okay, where they've just tossed out habeas corpus. So
right.
If you're filing a claim for habeas corpus, does that mean under the illusion of the Constitution, yes, if they want to, they can accept that, or if they say, well, no, we don't want to do that because of the, you know, the Military Commissions Act. You know, you just don't know, because really you don't have any rights whatsoever unless they allow you to have rights.
Right.
You know,
And in that instance, if they deny him habeas corpus, the same thing with Elaine, they go from being convicted of tax evasion to enemy combatants.
Right.
Their entire status changes. They have no rights at that point.
Well, and so this interview that he had, this short conversation that he had with Ed Brown, and he was extracting information to find out which motions to file, or they were in the process of filing motions. He didn't mention which attorneys were involved in this, though.
Right.
I mean, I'm assuming, I don't know for sure, but I would think, correct me if I'm wrong, I would think that Beecraft would be one of the first ones to step up to the plate, you know, or possibly Tommy Cryer. And I interviewed Tommy on my show the other day, and Tommy had mentioned the same thing, that there are some procedural steps that can be taken.
Right.
Regarding that, and there is a—I think he said there was a slight possibility that you know, that the Browns could get a new trial, but it was a faint. I mean, the, you know, what I detected was it was a very faint possibility. So,
right.
You know, at any rate, you know, Tommy Cryer, in the interview I had with him the other day, you know, there was many mistakes that were made, you know, during the course of that trial, and one thing that, you know, Ed Brown, according to a lot of different people, shouldn't have done. I think he got frustrated, and he walked out in the middle of the
right.
court. You know, hindsight being 20/20, maybe he shouldn't have done that. You know, with this, just like then the standoff for 7 or 8 months, Mike, you know, maybe that ticked off the wrong people. I don't know.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can understand if Ed's there, and in his mind, based on what he knows, he sees that things are not going to go well. And he's not even able to get his information in, then why bother? I mean, I can see it from his point as well, you know, that, that you know, if you think that the whole thing is going to be a kangaroo court, leave. You know, I can see that too, but you're most likely right.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I don't blame him by any stretch of imagination. And knowing him, you know, just with the short time that I spent with him and knowing his, you know, his demeanor and his character, I can understand. I mean, I could visualize Ed Brown walking out of there saying, that's enough of this. You know, I'm not going to listen to you because you're not listening to me.
Right.
And, you know, it's give and take. And in the tape that he mentioned, he said, you know, at this particular point in time, you know, when I was up there, you know, talking to him at the conference, he says, you know, there's no more courts, there's no more trial, there's no more nothing. Well, now he's kind of reversed that position since he's in their custody, and now he's saying, hey, you know, let's get a new trial, at least a fair trial. You know, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of backed off his position. Of course, he's in a position right now where he has no choice but to back off of his
right.
His position.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. So at any rate, okay, that's about all that's to be said. I'm going to have to back off here. I got to get out of here and get some sleep because I got to prepare a show myself tomorrow, but I really appreciate you allowing me to come on. And,
anytime, Michael.
And I'm going to have to return the favor and have you up on my show, huh?
I look forward to it. Just let me
matter
know.
Matter of fact, why don't you do it tomorrow?
Okay. Sure. I'll be glad to join you tomorrow.
Right. Great. Join me tomorrow at 2:05 p.m.
All right, we'll
Central
be there.
Time, and we'll do this again for an hour on my show, okay?
Excellent. Sounds good.
All right, I'll see you then.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
So cool. All right, so I've got part of my day planned for tomorrow, so I'll be hanging out with Michael Herzog tomorrow for an hour or so on the American Awakening from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, I just, you know, so many thoughts about them and, you know, a total concern for both Ed and Elaine both. And that these people are very clever. You know, regardless of what you think about Sean and the impressions that you may or may not have based on those phone calls, on the phone call and his being out with us tonight, you know, we haven't walked a mile in his shoes, as Michael had mentioned a couple of minutes ago. And this guy may have been very, very slick. And because Sean had mentioned that, you know, he even fooled his family. So it's likely this is a guy that's been hanging around for a while. And seemed like he could be trusted. And, you know, it's just, it's one of those things. And then, you know, for some reason, you know, a set of circumstances evolved and away you go. And, he'll be on Alex tomorrow. So, and we'll, I'm sure we'll be able to flesh that out as he's had a little more time to sit and, you know, kind of cogitate things a little bit. And he was praying for coming on the program tonight, and I appreciate him doing it. He was really noncommittal earlier this evening about coming on the show. So let's take one call here. Steve in Canada, welcome to the program. We'll have about 45 seconds, and we'll take a break. And if we need to, we'll pick you up on the other side. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, this is Steve. I'm from Kansas.
Oh, you're from Kansas. Okay.
Yeah, hi, neighbor.
Hey, howdy.
Anyway, you know, I was wanting to mention about Cryer and Beecraft also, but I went into the archives and listened to the first show up there, and they talked a little bit about it and mentioned, you know, some of the errors made in that case. But there's also Sam Kennedy, who's got some quite unique remedies that I think might apply there too. It takes an entirely different tack.
Yeah, I think you know, they're probably going to have a whole team of folks probably sit down and go over every possible option, you know, to help end Elaine Brown. Hold on just a second. We got a break here, so stay right there. We'll pick up the rest of this on the other side in our final segment. This is the Midnight Rider. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Final segment here on the Midnight Rider tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks, everyone, to listening back to Steve in Kansas. Steve, I think we're just going to have to sit down, you know, get some legal minds together and put all this together and see what the best way to proceed is. I mean, first, we've got to get these people out of the situation they're in. as far as that, I mean, with the treatment he's received, this has got to stop.
Yeah. I've been looking into all this illegal stuff and the taxes and the credit cards for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of two schools of thought along, you know.
Yeah, real quickly, because okay. We've got another call holding, so real quick.
Okay, well, the people that are winning through the traditional methods, they're winning mostly on default procedural things. But there's the commerce law, which is really what they're operating under that most people don't understand. And right, that's a deception there.
Right. Yeah, most certainly is at UCC. And we may do a show on it one night. I think that's probably a good idea to have a show on it. Steve, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Robert in Utah on a better connection. Welcome back to the program.
Are we coming first time?
A little bit better. We've got about 2 minutes.
I believe that this is the new Ruby Ridge for Waco, Texas. And I think my question is, to be swept underneath the carpet and kept quiet, or are we going to make some noise with this thing? Thinking Ed and Lane Brown, the effort they're making this effort not just for themselves but for you and me. So
right.
If they are chasing Ed and Elaine today, then what will tomorrow's issue be? Okay, will it be the national ID card? Will it be the right. chip, the weapon in the hand? What issue will it be? And if they can get away with this to them now, what are they going to get away with tomorrow? And are we going to stand by and just be quiet about this thing? I believe absolutely this is the Ruby event. Absolutely, that's what it is.
Yeah, and you may be right. Robert, I appreciate the call. It's just to hear his voice. And the fact that just on the phone, he sounded 10 years older. And sounded frail and spirit still inside him just burning. But the body beaten down. And the fact, you know, he was tasered in his own home and then gassed on three separate occasions as he reported in the tape. Just mind-boggling. And folks, this is happening in America. And the sad thing is, Ed Brown's not the first. This has been going on for a long time, and we allow it to continue. Where's our line in the sand, folks? I mean, are we going to continue to allow these things to happen? I'm telling you, we have to take this to a massive scale, folks. If we're going to keep this an information war for the time being, and I think it should be, then it's time we bring out bigger guns. Get your micros up. Utilize the technology that we have. If let's use this internet. If you're good at putting up a website, put up a website telling people the truth. If you're good at writing, write your blog or start writing to letters of the editor. Write a book. I mean, just do something. Whatever you're good at, do it. If you're good at acting, then act. If you're good at writing music, write some music and play it. Perform it. It's time we take this to the next level. But we have the basic infrastructure in place. Take the information to the masses. We need outlets, and we need outlets now. And it's time we mobilize and each one of us do our part. That's it for tonight. Guys, I love every one of you. And I want you to pass that love on by finding someone and tell them that you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody, good night.